Book 2, Chapter 2, On Using the Name of God. You may say, if you will, that in this scheme I talk about, this something that gives importance and correlation and significance is what is meant by God. You may embark upon a logical wrangle here with me if you have failed to master what I've hitherto said about the meaning of words. If a scheme, you will say, then there must be a schemer. But, I repeat, I am using scheme and importance and significance here only in a spirit of analogy because I can find no better words, and I will not allow myself to be entangled by an insistence upon their implications. Yet, let me confess that I am greatly attracted by such fine phrases as the will of God, the hand of God, the great commander. These do most wonderfully express aspects of this belief I choose to hold. I think, if there had been no gods before, I would call this God. But I feel that there is a great danger in doing this sort of thing unguardedly. Many people would be glad, for rather trivial and unworthy reasons, that I should confess a faith in God, and few would take offence. But the run of people even nowadays means something more and something different when they say God. They intend a personality exterior to them, unlimited, and they will instantly conclude I mean the same thing. To permit that misconception is, I feel, the first step.